Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Pretty Pete. I am now live. Yes, we are live here at Texas Tech, Lubbock, Texas. I'm telling you, we are live. We're live here at the soccer complex. Soccer complex. It's the John Walker Soccer Complex here at Texas Tech University. I'm here for the Burkhardt Center for Autism Education and Research. I'm telling you, education and research. See a life, save a life. See something, say something. Yes, my name is P. Richardson, live on Soul Radio, saving athletes respectfully. I have been in business for about 3 years, took a school assignment, and actually made it into a business. So that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm here to uplift and educate and inspire others. And as we speak right now, the DJ is live over there on the roof. We got Raider Red out here. We got kids out here supporting. We got kids out here supporting. We got kids everywhere. My wife Sabrina is gonna be bringing you guys some interviews around businesses around here at Texas Tech. And the crowd here is great. The turnout here is amazing. You know, online we do have Sabrina, Miss Richardson. Can you hear me, Miss Richardson? All right, no, I can't hear you. Let's see here. Let's see what's going on. Hold on, I think my call dropped. What happened? My call dropped. A four-digit pin? Nah, you shouldn't need no pin. Oh, no, it's on. No, I think it's still on. Yeah, we're still on. All right. Let's see. Yeah, we got some little technical difficulties. Give me 1 second. I believe started off with a 347. Hang up and call it with a 347. All right. Just give us 1 second, okay? There it is right there. All right, let's see. Yeah, we're getting Miss Richardson picked up.
Get her microphone picked up and everything.
So while she's doing that, hope everybody's out there having a great day. Just bear with us a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This is the Burkhardt Walk for Autism 2015. This is Sunday, April 26th. We're gonna be live for about 45 minutes to an hour, but the event lasts from 2 until 4 o'clock. Ms. Richardson, are you on?
I'm on.
You on? No, I can't. No, I can't. Let's see here. We have the board out. You need to have her unmute your phone back at the station, which my boy, I miss me. She has to unmute me. So we got to make sure our board, I've got it under control. Oh, yeah, we got the master rider out there, too. The master rider along with the Raider Red. I'm telling you, it's a great day to be a part of Red Raider Nation. It's a great day to be a part of Texas Tech. It's a great day to be alive. Any day above water, I really do understand and really do believe that any day above water is a great day. You know what I'm saying? Because I really feel like life is the gift, and you know, and that's why it's called the present. You know what I'm saying? Because every day we unwrap a present. Which could be our eyes if you really look at it. But today, whenever we can open our eyes, that's the day that we could see a different day. All right, let's see, Ms. Richardson, you up and running?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Now, let's get it on. We're live on school radio. And, Sabrina, just whenever you want to get ready. right now I'm with Richardson, about to go and interview some different business. And Ms. Richardson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, go ahead and go to work. Just give me your cue when you're ready, okay?
All
right. Right now we got people walking around the soccer field, and it is hurt. And this is great. Wait till we give you guys some business. This is a great day. I'm telling you. We got the kids walking around. We got the parents supporting the kids right next to us. We got the dentistry, and we got an outpatient care who's going to interview with us. Better on today too. And if you're just not tuning in, this is the best autism, Walk for Autism. I'm out here in Lubbock, Texas, at the John Walker Soccer Complex, Texas Tech University. Yeah, Texas Tech University. You know what I'm saying? I remember back in 2009, I transferred from Texas Tech and went to a school called Harding, and that's when I will actually. One day out of a week for an hour, I would spend my lunch reading to some kids with autism. And there used to be one time where I could just really act like myself and just go in there and play without being judged by no one. So I really commend this call, support this call. I am a victim. I usually always volunteer for the special events and everything. So whenever I can get back, I'll be here.
All right, and we have Victoria from Uniting Parents with us.
Hey, background.
Hello, Victoria.
You're doing to support the autism.
We offer case management to families with children with special needs and disabilities. We're here to offer support. Thank you.
A lot of resources out here.
A lot of resources for parents are not aware of. Like, I had a client the other day that needed help with a bill and how to support him. I'm not very often to help them, you know, don't want them to feel like they're not.
Right, and that's the whole point of this vlog today is for awareness. All right, well, we appreciate everything you're doing and thank you for your commitment. Very nice to meet you. Back to you, Peter.
All righty. There you have it right there. We're not live on Floor Radio. We're just not locked in. We are live at the soccer complex. Live at the soccer complex here in Texas. The John Walker Soccer Complex. Right now, baseball game is actually going on, too, a few feet ahead of us. The kids are walking around enjoying it. Great time. We got kids out here in neon shirts, blue shirts, Brady Red out there doing Cupid Shuffle, breaking it down with the kids. Nash Riders around here somewhere. Hopefully, she ain't getting close to the kids. So, you know what Richardson. But we just messing around. We just waiting up Miss Richardson to go ahead and start another second interview. You can check out my website, www.storeeveryday.com. Yeah, or if you want to email me, go to storeeveryday@gmail.com. Store is a faith-based organization. No matter what you've done and what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. So I'm all about let something negative into a positive. But opposition and put you, take an opposition and put you in a position to succeed and do better. You know what I'm saying? You might be doing mighty fine. You might not need to be better, but it's not the fact of needing to be better. It's the fact of wanting to be better. You see what I'm saying? So, hey, man, I like that haircut. I mean, I like the hair color. That's what's up, man. He had a little, look like he got the Dennis Rodman going on. And we got the different personalities. Got one man with a water jug. Look like he's got through working out. Man, I'm telling you, it's a great day to be a part of this, platform, Walk for Autism Awareness. Telling you, it's a great day. It's August 26th. Don't forget, we do got Mother's Day, Father's Day coming up. So don't forget about the people that brought you into this world. And like my mom used to tell me, boy, I brought you in this world, I can take you out. So no matter what. And also, I did my daily devotional. With Ephesians. Ephesians 6, 17, I believe. Chapter 6, verse 17, talking about having a... what's up, fellas? Not much. Q dog, whoop whoop. you got the cues this month, Pastor. It's good, but my daily devotional was Ephesians 6:17, and it was you gotta wear your helmet. You know what I'm saying? Your helmet, Christ. You know which is the word of Jesus. So it's like you gotta have that armor. If you go inside of a war with no armor, what good is it, you know? So you always gotta come in. You can't take a knife to a gunfight or a fruit to a gunfight. You know what I'm saying? So just like you gotta go get that word. If you don't get that word, you gotta get it somehow. But nowadays we do got YouTube. Everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere. Let's check in on Ms. Richardson. Ms. Richardson?
Yes, I'm here, and we are...
All right,
is
the mic on you?
I work with the AIDS program. I'm the program director out there. Okay, and what are you doing out here to help support the awareness of autism?
Well,
And guys, they have air castles, tattoos, all kinds of games, and the line for the tattoos is just packing up here. And how many years have y'all been helping support the it's been fun getting to see the community get together and have this event every year.
I know, I was really surprised before it was even 2 o'clock. There was a huge line. It was so hard to get in.
Well, we do appreciate everything that you're doing for the autism awareness, and thank you for your time today.
All righty, there you have it. Yeah, you're not locked. Keep it locked on Soul Radio. This is Pete Richardson along with my wife, Miss Sabrina Richardson. How you doing? How you doing, ma'am? Got the people just walking by, having a great little time, man. The weather's nice. It is a little cloudy though. The weather's nice and everything. What's up, little man? And I was Miss Richardson, Sabrina. Yeah, all right, Ms. Richardson about to get it set up. So proud of my wifey over there. She's trying to act like she's doing some work. Let's see. Yeah, we good.
All right, everybody, we have Debbie with us. And if you can just give us a little background on what company you're with and how you're helping with the awareness of the autism.
I am the coach that we offer occupational and physical therapy to
children going on, and one of the things that we really work on work with our kids with is autism. So we have some kiddos who come in and are nonverbal and really need a lot of help, maybe in a communication device or some kind of way to be able to communicate. And then we also work with kiddos on the spectrum who are really high functioning and just need some help with like social skills and things like that. So.
What's up?
And how do people get in contact with you? How can they find places? They can find us on the web, or they can call the office, and that number is 806-796-774. And they can talk to whoever answers. I'm Debbie, and I can answer questions. Perfect. And what kind of booth do y'all have going on here?
We
have some fun things. We've got some
baseball
with kids, some bubbles for them to blow, and then also some tattoos and brochures. We like to always come out and give the kids something fun to do. It seems like they're always looking for something to do. We're kind of bored and get hot out here, so we're trying to give them something fun to do. Perfect. And we just want y'all to help. We've been open to the comments for the last but all over Texas, especially West Texas, who has been open to us for the office.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate everything you do. And thank you for your time.
All righty. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, radio, we're now going live. We're now going live. So, radio. Chris Richardson's doing an interview. I'm going to be out there with different businesses coming around here and loving Texas. Tell you how different businesses coming together and putting something positive into the community and also just being a desire, being an inspiration to these kids. Because without our youth, we are nothing. Without our youth, because once our baby boomers, they were kids. Then our baby boomers grew up. You know, and now their kids is running the country. Now our kids got to do the same thing. We got to continue to inspire. We got to continue to motivate and educate, you know. So no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. This is SWAT Radio. We live at the Burkhart Walk for Autism Awareness 2015. It is April 26th, and this event will last from 2 to 4. All righty, Ms. Richardson. I believe you're muted.
All right, and we have Russell with us, and if you can just give us a little background.
I am identified with not special needs only here in the town of Lubbock, 2420 Quaker. I've been doing this for about 10 years now, and this is my final practice here, and so that's what we're going to do. So we started about 6 months ago, we started this, and we love it. I also have a son who's 14, and he is autistic as well. So it's a professional and a personal goal.
So you have hands-on experience on what parents go through.
Oh, absolutely.
And how can people get in contact with you?
They can call us at 806-701-5066. And that's our office phone number. And then they can talk to our customers for name, and we will be more than happy to make appointments.
Perfect. We do appreciate everything y'all do here. And what do y'all have at this
point? Right now, we've got a phone with this. What we brought was a coloring sheet and the colors were given out. And if they bring it to their appointment, we're going to put it in for a drawing for a Walmart gift card.
Everybody heard that. Y'all can get entered into a Walmart drawing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do appreciate your time, and thank you for the interview.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
All righty, there we have it, there we have it. Ms. Richardson over there doing a good job. I see you over there, too. You're not live on Soul Radio. Don't forget you can listen to our radio station all day, every day. And listen at soulevyday.com, listen to myradio.com, or go check out our website. Soareveryday.com, or send me an email at soareveryday@gmail.com. This is Chris Richardson. You are live on Soar Radio. And you can also check us out, man. We got exclusive interviews. Former Texas Tech Red Raiders. I'm a former Texas Tech Red Raider myself. Took a school assignment that I got picked out of my group and turned it into a business. something, you can take an opposition and it will put you in position to score. And score stands for saving athletes respectfully. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. And right now we are at the John Walford Soccer Complex. At the Burke Clark Walford Autism Awareness for these little kids. These little kids are just so sweet and kind. And, man, I just love it. I just love it. Don't you just remember when you was a kid? When some of your biggest things was you just wanted to go outside and things, you know? You guys doing okay? That's good. Yeah, that was a group coming around. Looks like we got some athletes that's about to walk our way. Let's see if I can get them to stop around. Let's see here. Texas Tech baseball. Oh, basketball. Oh, it's a shade. You guys doing okay? Both, yeah. I gotta get an interview from you ladies. Alrighty. Well, my name is Keith Richardson, Soul Radio. I interview former Texas Tech football players, talking about their journey leading up to Tech, how to get through Tech, and how to find a professional job. And only girls basketball player I had on my show is Monique Small. Y'all heard of Monique? Yeah, she's playing professional overseas right now. That's the only one I think I've ever interviewed. So, we do got the women's Texas basketball. We got a few players. If you guys just want to say your name, let me go ahead and do this real quick.
So call me, maybe.
All right, let's see.
That sounded like lying.
Come on, but don't call me, baby.
All right,
we have Morgan with us right now, and if you
want
to give us a little background,
I'm a freshman from Orlando,
where you're from and how you're helping support the awareness for autism.
Hi, I'm Paige Parliament.
My name is Morgan Tuchino, and I'm from Abilene, Texas. My love for missing
Taylor. Hello, I'm Ryan Bowser. I'm from Kansas. I'm a junior.
I come every year to support awareness, and this year I'm with the Training Center, which is a center that provides academic and personal support.
I mean, is this where you wanted to play at, or?
Yeah, it was a good opportunity, and when I came here, it was like a family, and then the tradition and all that stuff, so worked out perfect.
Okay, Miss CF Dub, how about you?
I have friends that go here, and they told me how much they loved it, and they said I had to come out here and visit, so I came, and I fell in love with it.
That's how they got me on my official visit, too. I'm telling you. How about you?
I'd say the family atmosphere and all my teammates are pretty cool, so that's why I chose Texas Tech.
Okay. Hey, one thing, don't think about Lubbock, I really feel like, is the family atmosphere. Well, all right, ladies, I ain't going to take up no more of your time. You guys have a great season. Okay. Go to soareveryday.com. You know, check out my website, and I'm telling you, when I say I done interviewed just about all the Texas Tech football, and then just people who I feel like are successful. But I just want to thank you guys, and you guys have an awesome day, okay? All right, you too. Yeah, that was Texas Tech ladies basketball, the Red Raiders. One of the legends back in the day used to be Cheryl Swoop. You know what I'm saying? So, that's good. No matter what you've done and what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. So, if you got a hater, come on ahead and tell them, hey, move along and move around, because that's not how you get down. Well, all right, listen, how's it going over there?
We're just waiting to do our interview. You ready for us?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we have Morgan here, and if you can give us a background again on where you're from and how you're helping with the awareness of autism.
My name is Morgan Trevino, and I'm from Abilene, Texas. My little sister, Taylor, has autism, so I come every year to support her and all the other families that have autism.
And how did that affect you with her having the autism? Was there resources around for her?
In the beginning, it was really difficult to even find people who knew what autism was. She took me down to diagnosis at 3. So now, my parents still live in Abilene, but they have to come to Lubbock for doctor's appointments, because there are no doctors in Abilene that deal with people with severe autism.
And that's the point I want to get across, is that it's not everywhere. It's not accessible for everybody to get treatment in their hometown.
and everything like that. So it is that there's a place like Lubbock, but it does need to go further than that. So that's exactly what each and every person out here is doing. We're trying to make a difference. And I see that y'all are. I'm looking to do something over here.
So this year I'm in Delta Gamma, my sorority, but I'm also with the Technique Center, which is where I work as a tutor. And we're a tutoring center on the Texas Tech campus that provides academic and personal support to students with learning disabilities. A lot of our students are with project-based support centers, so we have students who have autism as well. And we just kind of, you know, help them not only with school, but also, you know, getting accustomed to being a college student and things like that, so they can kind of adjust better.
Well, that's impressive. And we do be thankful for everything that y'all do to help everybody make people feel comfortable. Come, you've come to Spanish school. Well, and thank you so much for your time.
Okay, howdy, great job, Ms. Richardson. I see you working over there. If you're just not tuning in, this is Soar Radio. You can go to soareveryday.listen2myradio.com, or you can go to my website, soareveryday.com, or send me an email, soareveryday@gmail.com. Yes, this is the place where you can get tech interviews. You can get news anchor interviews. You can get interviews from anybody, who I feel like that's successful. How you guys doing over there? So, yeah, they got the kids walking around here. We got the kids walking around. The DJ is doing good over there. How you doing, man? DJ is doing good over there. Got the people walking to their feet. Yeah, come on, my name is Petey Pitty. We call me Pete Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Successfully. We are live at the John Walker Soccer Complex here in Texas Tech. It's the first part Walker Autism Awareness 2016. It's okay. I mean, the weather's not too cold, it's not too hot. It is a little cloudy, but hey, we're only going from 2 to 4 today. So, hey, it's a great day. Ms. Richardson, you still doing okay over there?
I'm doing good. Working on the next interview.
All righty, how's it coming?
It's coming.
That's what I'm talking about. All these people around here. Tell me all these people. Maybe you should have caught a kid. If you can, make your way out to the soccer field.
All right, and we're about to get into our next interview.
All right, it's on you.
Are you ready, Mr. Richardson?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, and we are interviewing Wes with the Burkhart Center. And if you can just give me a little background on how you put everything together.
Sure, great. We appreciate you being out here. This is a year-long planning event for us. So we'll start planning next year's walk tomorrow. actually, not tomorrow. We'll breathe tomorrow, and then Tuesday we'll start planning that. A lot of work goes into this just from the standpoint of coordinating with our community partners, the service providers. We have to do a lot of work with the university, obviously, to get access to amazing facilities like this. So we start early, and folks like Susan Bolton, Dennis, Magnus, and our entire team really work hard to make this happen and make this successful. That's their work. But yeah, this is a big event for us to plan, and it couldn't happen without our community partners.
Absolutely. And I see the entire community came together. I mean, there was a line all the way in the middle of the parking lot before it even started. So you are doing a great job out here. We got all kinds of booths. We have hair castles, tattoos, games, everything for the kids. Come out, get aware, and come support the community. Now, how can somebody get in contact or get help?
Sure. The Burkhart Center, you're always welcome just to drop by our center. We're right on campus on 18th Street between Flint and Boston. You can go to our website at www.burkhartcenter.org, and we have a ton of information there. We're here to help, and we consider ourselves a clearinghouse. So it's not just what we offer, but we try to maintain a list of other providers, practitioners in the area. If you need help finding a babysitter, if you need help figuring out how to work with the tools or how to deal with challenging behavior, or you just want to talk to somebody, we're here and we've got someone that can help you.
That's amazing, because every community doesn't have them. And that's the huge thing that I want people to understand is every community doesn't have it, but Ludwig does. So if you are in a surrounding area and you need help, come to Ludwig or call at least.
Absolutely. We're a comprehensive research and service center, and that means we serve people with autism of all ages, from diagnosis to death. And we'll work with you. We've got college support programs, adult programs, adolescent and adult programs, early childhood programs, 2 to 6 year olds. We offer respite care, summer camps, a wide variety of services. And we have folks come from north of Amarillo and south of Abilene, coming even from New Mexico, over to the largest comprehensive center, within about 6 hours in any direction out here. So we are a hub, just like many things in Lubbock, and we take our role of helping folks find resources, not just here, but in their home communities right here.
Well, we do appreciate everything that you guys do here. And thank you for your time with it. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.
See that?
Oh, great job, Ms. Richardson. There you have it. That was the main man right there. Put on this together. It was Bert Caldwell for Autism Awareness. It is Sunday, April 26th, and they will be here until 4 o'clock today. So if you're out here in Lubbock, Texas, driving around, you something to do, just get up out of church. Come down here to the John Walker Fucking Complex. But all righty, Ms. Richardson, you can go ahead and head back to the place. Here you go, ma'am. This is Tour Radio. Yeah, thank you very much. It's the radio. You can go to that link right there. You can get Sports Talk, and that can be former Red Raiders here talking about their journey leading up to Shed, what they did to get through Shed, and how to find a professional job. Yeah, so go on.
What brings for the autism
walk? One of my
former students. Awesome. So you have on-hand experience with autism. Well, we do appreciate your support.
All righty, that's what's going to wrap us up for today. This is the 2015 Bert Caldwell Walk for Autism Awareness. Now it's time for us to walk around and make it with the crowd, you know? So no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life without making your dreams come true. We did interview some parents, as you said, later, so we're looking out for them in their season. The baseball team is over there putting in work against Oklahoma State. You know, I am an Oklahoma State, so I'm kind of pulling for the Oklahoma. Okay, I said that too loud, I hope that. But no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life without making your dreams come true. Shout out to all the Red Raiders out there doing positive things, and that's, I can't wait for the football season to come up. So we can rep and check. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, stay blessed, stay true. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's got to make your dreams come true. Everybody have a blessed day. I just want to say peace. All right, bye-bye.